Ethos New York Knicks podcast, Andre Gallagher. Huge, huge, huge win. Don't care about nothing else. I don't care what you think about the win. I don't care if you want to complain. Oh, they should have beat the Bulls by more. There's no more test games. There's no more judging games. There's just winning. This was a game that they needed to win, and they won it. That's it. Move on. Move on. All right? This is it. It's crunch time now. Cut the nonsense. Take this win and run with it. Run with it. Jalen Brunson is awesome once again. The one thing I'm concerned about is I haven't seen any of the reports, but I don't know what happened to Bogdanovich, who only played 8 minutes in the game. I know he had a little bit of an injury. He was questionable. He came in. He played. He toughed it out. Only played 8 minutes. So concerned a little bit about him because he's turned it up a little bit. As much as I was jumping down his throat. You saw how Tibbs approached this game, right? 35 minutes for OG, who had a good game, probably his best game since he came back from his elbow ailment. And I saw somebody predict that OG was going to have a big game tonight. I think they said 26 points. I want to say randomly, I saw someone on my timeline predict a big game from him. Kudos to whoever that was, because he ended up with 24. And you got a 13 rebound game from Josh, 46 minutes. 28 minutes from Hartenstein. Good, solid game. You couldn't wait to see Hartenstein back in the game because Mitchell Robinson refuses to guard Vucevic. For whatever reason, he just refuses to guard Vucevic. Now you saw one rebound from Mitch Robinson in this game. But before I ever get to that, 42 minutes, 45 points from Jalen Brunson. Once again, he's a superhero. He's the MVP of the league. I don't know what you guys are watching. He's MVP of the league. Simple as that. Who's doing this? Embiid was doing this. Embiid was doing this. And even he had Maxey. Ridiculous was going on. Just ridiculous. But the Knicks went to an 8-man rotation. They approached this game as a must-win, and it was. And it was. Coming into this game, this was a must-win game. It was a game that even I was somewhat taking for granted, talking about, you know, the games they're playing down the stretch. This was a game they had to win. Simple as that. And they did it. And Jalen Brunson's MVP of the league. MVP of the league. This isn't the MVP show, but every show's. And I see now, Steve Popper had an article, came out today. He beat me to it. Everybody's talking about it now. This guy's the MVP. I'm seeing Steve Popper said MVP consideration. Consideration? Consideration? What are we talking about here? And what is up with the Kia MVP ladder? He's still not in the top 10. And then if you look, the Vegas odds has him top 5. You know, they don't screw around. The Kia MVP ladder is a joke. It's a joke. He's outside the top 10. Who do you have in the top 10? It's ridiculous. The disrespect is out of control. But big night. Big night for the Knicks all the way around. I told you I was not interested in the 2-seed. I told you that. All right. But Orlando, they need to get got. Orlando, we went through their schedule on the last show. Orlando played Houston. I told you in the last show that I thought Houston could beat Orlando and probably would beat Orlando. Orlando was actually favorited in this game. I stumbled upon one of those betting shows. You know, Sports Ethos has a ton of them. You get on it. But I was just stuck in the car waiting for the game to start. And NBA Radio has one of those betting shows, and they talked about Houston and Orlando, and they were doing prop bet stuff. I'm not a big wager guy, but I'm listening to them talk about the game, and I'm like, yo, I know Houston don't have anything to play for, but Franz Wagner's hurt. It's like, come on, Houston can win that game, and Houston controlled this game. I was watching on the NBA app. I wasn't watching the game, but I was watching the score. They controlled this game for most of the game. That was a game the Knicks had. The Knicks had to have Houston win, and they did. So kudos, and we talked about that being a big game on Orlando's schedule. That was kind of a toss-up game, and when if they pulled it out, it'd be kudos to them, but they didn't, and it was a big win, and it's an especially big win because the landscape of that schedule changes by the day, and it's something I mentioned in the show is that after tonight. Things will become a little clearer, right? And you see an injury to Giannis. Obviously, we'll come back to that. And you're also seeing that Boston is resting guys, right? So the question is, are the Celtics going to rest guys against the Knicks? And we talked about, that Celtic game being house money for the Knicks because they beat the Bucks. Is even more house money. Because they beat Chicago, if you're aiming for the two seed, it's not house money. And I will actually take a step back because the point I'm trying to make is with Giannis's injury and the fact that Boston is resting people, the next game the Knicks play the Celtics, they might not be playing people, or they might actually play people that game. They might actually because Tatum and Brown did play tonight, but there was no Horford and Porzingis. The Celtics aren't a super deep team. A lot of their bench guys have stepped up to play well as the season has progressed. But Horford and Porzingis, they're like, that's one of those, Porzingis is obviously better than Hartenstein, but I always talk about you take Hartenstein out of the mix and the Knicks, you've really disrupted what they do on both sides of the floor. It's the same thing with Porzingis, and especially when you throw Horford into the mix. You take those two guys out of the mix, you are disrupting what they do on both ends of the floor, right? So they didn't play tonight against the Bucks, and the Bucks controlled the game for most of the game as far as I was keeping up with it. So who knows what they do next game? Do they play Porzingis and Horford and only play Tatum or only play Brown or something? What kind of Celtic team are you going to see in this game? So the whole landscape is changing night to night because you're seeing the Celtics, who were the most difficult team on the Knicks schedule, possibly playing with skeleton crew, and you're seeing the Magic and a Bucks team, and I've been burying the lead, that might not have Giannis, who has a calf strain. It looked really bad. He's getting an MRI. It could be worse than a calf strain. And even if it was a calf strain is a pain in the buttocks. There's no guarantee he's going to come right back from the calf strain, even if it's just a calf strain. So now, as far as the Magic, now we'll get back to the importance of that outside of basketball, but now the Magic, this was such a big loss tonight for them. Or at least as far as the Knicks are concerned, because the Magic, who had a daunting schedule coming into the night, now potentially play a Bucks team twice with no Giannis. And a Sixer team, for whatever reason, I don't know. I think Maxey just didn't play tonight because they were playing the Pistons. But you don't know what you're going to get out of that Sixer team. Because Embiid, they're managing. They're gonna be managing Embiid a little bit. They're trying to get ready for the playoffs. I have to assume that they want to have home court advantage in that first playoff game, or both playoff games, or play-in game. So I have to assume that they're playing for something, right? They played the Pistons tonight, but you don't know what that's gonna look like. The Miami Heat almost lost tonight to the Atlanta Hawks. I had the Hawks beating the Heat tonight, and they went to double overtime. You have to assume the Sixers are still going to be playing for something. But that's the second to I think this is that the second to last game of the season for them. Yeah, the second to last game of the season. So you don't know how things shake out there. Now, Miami Heat actually don't have a really difficult schedule. I think the Hawks were the best team, I should say, that they had left. I think they play. I mean, the Raptors are a pain in the butt, too. I think they play the Raptors. I'm not even going to look it up. But by the time you get to the second game of the season, things may have shaken out where the Sixers don't have anything to play for anymore. You know, so the Magic might be in a situation where they get a freebie with that 76er game. You know, you never know. But hey, there's no reason to go there at this point. There's no reason to go there at this point. But that Bucks, those two Bucks games, now they look like winnable games, both of them. You had to assume that they might go 1-1 or even go 0-2 in those games. Now they're without Franz Wagner. Who knows? I think he went through shoot around today. So I'd be surprised if he's out too much longer. All right, but that Bucks game, that's the next game on their schedule, is Magic at Bucks, and that's a home game. That's likely no Giannis. That's a loss that you assume, like, again, one of those Bucks games you had to assume they were going to win. Now they have a chance to win both, which would leave the Knicks no margin for error at all. Because you had to assume Magic were going to go. I mean, the Magic could still go. The Houston game was huge. They could still go 2-2. You know, they have three games left. So you're expecting them to lose at least one of those games. And it's still a good bet. But with no Giannis, it's not the same bet it was last night. Not the same bet. You know, so as far as the Knicks are concerned, they may need the Celtics to sit folks in order to win this. They may need this game against the Celtics more now because of the Giannis injury than they did with a healthy Bucks team. Because I know some of you still want that 2 seed. You've been begging for that 2 seed. That 2 seed is a vanity project. You understand that? It's a vanity project. You just want to be like, oh, we're a 2 seed. And for like a week before the playoffs, you're going to be pounding your chest because you're the 2 seed. But let it be known that the 2 seed is not all it's cracked up to be. It's Embiid and it's the Heat and or the Heat. Why do you want that so bad? What's the difference between the 2 seed and the 3 seed but playing two experienced playoff teams, one of which just added the MVP or who would have been the MVP of the league to the roster? And it's the only reason why they're in the seventh seed is because he wasn't there. Why would you want that? And I know the play-in can shake everything up, but you're likely playing one of those two teams. Why would you want that? I just don't understand why you want that. I just don't get why you want it. And trust me, I understand you get into a be careful what you wish for situation where you keep saying you want the 3 seed and you want to play the Pacers and the Pacers are a pain in the butt too. I get it. I just don't think that y'all are thinking ahead with this 2 seed stuff. That's all. I don't think you guys are thinking. You're just looking at 2 seed and you want to pound your chest about it. That it doesn't mean anything to be the 2 seed at this point. And you're talking to somebody who's been telling you that 2 seed was attainable since February. Or January, I should say. January. So you're talking to somebody who was telling you, oh, you can get the 2 seed. You can get the 2 seed. But that was before the 7-8 had a clear picture. Now that it has a clear picture, pass. Well, you might be in a situation now where Orlando takes over the 2 seed and the Bucks could potentially fall behind the Knicks to the 4 seed. I mean, it's possible now if Giannis is out, it's possible. You don't know how they're gonna play. He might gut it out. They still have Dame Lillard. That's why when I see people talking about Giannis and MVP talks, I'm like, are you serious? You realize Giannis is on that team still? Because the Bucks play the Thunder. So if we're entertaining the idea that Magic could beat the Bucks twice because of this Giannis injury, they can definitely lose to OKC on the road. On the road, and OKC's fighting for the one seed, they can 100% lose that game. And we talked about this the other day, even with one loss, if the Bucks took three losses, even if the Knicks took one loss, the Knicks can catch up to them. Right? I believe that was correct. So imagine a scenario where the Knicks win. Let's say the Knicks take one loss and the Bucks lose three and Orlando doesn't lose again. That's Orlando 2, Knicks 3, and Bucks 4. And let me tell you something. I don't think the Bucks hate that, by the way. Because the Pacers have owned the Bucks all year. So if they lost the three seed, they'll be fine. And then that means they'd be playing the Cavs 4-5. I don't think they hate that. If that meant, if Giannis came back healthy, I think they'd rather play 4-5 than be 2-7 and having to play Embiid or Miami in the first round, because Miami's been a pain in the butt when it comes to Milwaukee. Maybe I'm thinking too much of it about it, but let's just forget what they want and just look at what could happen. They could literally lose every game for the rest of the season without Giannis. And if they did that and the Knicks lost to Boston or anybody for that matter, which is unlikely, but if they lost to anybody, I'm pretty sure if I'm looking at this correctly, that they would finish ahead of the Bucks. And if Orlando won the rest of their games, because that would mean that they beat the Bucks twice and they beat the 76ers, Orlando could be the two seed. Now, if they lost to the 76ers, that means the Knicks would be the two seed. Am I right here? Like one, if the Knicks took one loss and Orlando took two losses, they finish ahead of Orlando. If the Bucks take three losses, they finish ahead of the Bucks. And the Cavs can't catch up to the Knicks because they fall behind. Now, I don't know who has the tiebreaker between the Bucks and the Cavs, so I don't think the Bucks can fall below four. I think I heard that today. This is where we are. This is where we are. And listen, I keep telling you don't want the two seed, but you don't start losing on purpose. So I really don't want to advocate for that. So, it is what it is. You win the games in front of you and you see what's what. But if you see the injury report before that Celtic game and it says no Porzingis, Horford, if Horford's in there, I'm not getting excited still, because Horford is still a pain in the butt. But if you see no Porzingis, number one, and then you see either a Tatum or a Brown sitting, the Knicks might win that game. They might win that game. But understand now, because of this Bucks injury, if they lose that game, the stakes are now higher, because if there's a chance Orlando does not lose again for the rest of the season if Giannis is hurt. Now let's talk about Giannis a little bit, because I just don't like, on top of the fact that too many of you want the two seed and just to say you're the two seed, right? You're not even thinking about matchups or anything. You just want the two seed, just to say you want it, just to say you have it. And I get that. Trust me, I get that. I just want you to take a step back and look at what that means, right? But to even
smirk at Giannis's injury. And this goes for people who are hating on Doc Rivers and hating on the Bucks organization for getting rid of, Adrian Griffin. To even smirk at Giannis's injury is childish. It's childish. It's not about basketball. If that guy, who's a great player, he's one of the great players in the NBA, if he had some major injury, and you're hee-heeing and giggling about it because your Knicks might get the 2 seed, and you don't even realize what the 2 seed really means, grow up, man. Grow up. That man ain't done nothing to you. If he has some major injury, if he ruptured his Achilles, he might be out all of next season too. That's come on. That's nobody wants to win like that. That's not what this is. This is a game, and you don't get paid to play it. So don't. You're grown. You're a grown person. Don't sit here getting excited that you might get the damn 2 seed because Giannis got hurt. Come on, man. Y'all be serious, please. So all the best to Giannis. All the best to Giannis. Who knows what that's going to be. If it's just a calf strain, you hope it's a minor one. You know, you don't want their whole season to be derailed because of Giannis. And just because a Knicks season was somewhat derailed because of Randle doesn't mean you need everybody else's season to be derailed. Like, that's not how this works. That's not how this works. So anyway, that's how it is. Let's see when the next big night in the league is going to be. It's going to be tomorrow. Because that's the Bucks Magic game. It's tomorrow. Bucks Magic. Tomorrow, the Cavs are back on the docket. Tomorrow, they play the Grizzlies. They're gonna pull that. They're gonna win that game. Like I said, all the Knicks gotta do. The Knicks have their own. They control their destiny in a sense. As far as getting the 3 seed, they control their destiny. Not so much the 2 seed, because like I said, Orlando might have a little situation. When I say control their destiny, if they don't lose another game, they're likely to finish ahead of Orlando and Cleveland. And forget Milwaukee and their situation for now. They don't control whether or not they finish ahead of Milwaukee. If Milwaukee loses games, obviously that's what it is. But in terms of winning out the rest of the season, they are guaranteed the 3 spot. So they control their destiny as far as the 3 spot is concerned, not the 2 spot. And we're not talking about what's likely to happen with the Bucks. So that Magic Bucks game be quite illuminating. As far as, well, both the Bucks, again, I'm not excited about the 2 seed. I'm not going to keep saying it over and over. But as far as the Magic are concerned, can the Magic give the Knicks a cushion by losing to this Bucks team? Or are the Magic going to take full advantage of the situation? And you could argue that maybe Franz Wagner sat today so that he can be ready tomorrow against the Bucks. And the other thing with the Bucks that I don't think people talk about enough, because Middleton gets disrespected at every turn because he's not a sexy player. He's a basic player, so he gets constantly disrespected. Middleton got his mouth busted open against the Knicks. And let me just see if he played. He did play tonight. So if Middleton plays against the Magic tomorrow, you might see a more activated Middleton, which is something maybe, you don't see very often. You got Franz Wagner on a gimpy ankle. You got Paolo Banchero having to guard Middleton. Now, Middleton takes advantage of smaller players, so Paolo might actually give him some trouble. They have great guard, defensive guard play in Jalen Suggs. When they throw Jonathan Isaac out in that mix, they can maybe give Dame Lillard a run for his money. So this is a tough, tough game for the Bucks, man. You're rooting for the Bucks because you want to put the Magic to bed. You're not worried about putting the Bucks to bed. You're worried about putting the Magic to bed. Give yourself a cushion in that Celtic, at least that Celtic game. You got to play the Bulls again. You got to play the Nets again. You got to take care of business there. The Celtics are the Celtics, so you gotta expect. Hey, you might take a L if the Celtics don't rest enough guys. Don't rest any guys. You might take a L. So you want Orlando to take two losses in this stretch. And this game tomorrow against the Bucks, second half of a back-to-back. You know, it's a tough game for the Bucks for obvious reasons, but this is a good opportunity for them to take an L. So, Knicks don't play tomorrow. We're all Bucks fans tomorrow night at Sports Ethos on Twitter, at Ethos Knicks, Andre Galliber at The Watchers 7. Until next time.